Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Iqra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haynes Falls. I'm 12 years old.
I'm Antonia. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson as well, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
So we're guessing you're not 12, you know, being the director of the Hudson Area Library.
I once was.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. For a whole year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I worked really hard at it. Oh, good. Well, we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading,
all that good stuff.
Woo!
Yay!
So today, we have books that we can talk about because it's Monday and it's 3:30.
Yay!
So what book did you read, Quinn?
I brought Half Brother, one of the Battle of the Books books.
Yeah.
It's a realistic fiction.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So on the cover, it's got like three people and a monkey, and the people are like the, you know, the bathroom sign?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they look like that.
Yeah, but yeah, there's, they're in that. Yeah.
Two pants, one skirt, one chimp.
Yay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's about a family. A dad, a mom, and a 13-year-old boy, the main character, who adopt a baby chimp into their family to see if they can teach it American Sign Language. See if it can learn human language. It's kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a chimpanzee. I wish there was more about the chimpanzee in it.
What is there more of when there's not being chimpanzees?
Well, the school life of this 13-year-old boy.
Ah.
Which is slightly dull, in my
opinion. Oh, so him being...
It's like, let's go play pinball. Let's go play out in the yard.
Yay.
Yay.
I have a chimp.
Which is fine.
So,
but the chimp is more interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
Chimp.
It is.
And he's cute.
Chimps are cool.
He's very cute.
His name's Zan.
If they had bathrooms for chimps, the chimp on the cover of this book would be on their signs.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
If you make the mistake and you go in the chimp bathroom, you're in for a surprise.
Surprise! Yes. It Half Brother. So it looks like a nice book.
It's a nice book. I like it.
Yeah.
And then the bad guy is the dad, who's a scientist.
He's not really a villain bad guy.
He's not a villain bad guy. He's just makes some wrong decisions that we don't really like.
Oh.
I guess you annoyed him.
Guess what?
What?
I'm magical because I have that same exact book in my bag.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Half Brother?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I wasn't here last week because I was in Florida. But while I was in Florida, I got a hobo bag. And it's like a bag. And I use it to carry books in. And it looks like it's a hobo. And they're literally called that. Like, I was like, I'm going to buy this bag. And it was called a hobo bag. And it looks like this. But you can't see it.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
Yes.
There is a hobo
it's
in my book.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. Well, I... my friend is here. Yeah.
I know your friend.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Shall we introduce him?
Yeah, this is Garrett.
Hi, Garrett.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, that's Garrett. He said hello.
Garrett is an avid reader as well. That is how I know him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's how I met all of you, except maybe Quinn.
Yeah.
Although we first talked about books a lot the first time we met.
Mm-hmm. I met Emily at the library. Yeah. Oh, so then I also read a book and a half in Florida. Mm. And one of the books I read was called The Girl is Murder. I couldn't remember it for a moment. And it's by a human, not a chimp, called Catherine Miller Haynes. Mm-hmm. So this book was about a girl whose mother died, and she used to go to a private school, and she was really rich. And, she went to a private school, but now she's switched because since her mother died and her father had been in the military for a long time, so he'd just come back when the book started, and he'd lost his leg at Pearl Harbor, so it took place in like the around that time. But now since her mother was gone, the girl had had to switch to public school, and her father was, she was living with him, and they were sort of tight on money, and her father was in the private detective business, so he was a private detective, and not having a leg, it was sort of hard to be a private detective because he didn't have a leg. So, and when he wanted to follow people and stuff,
I read the first little bit, and it didn't seem like he was a very good private detective.
Yeah, he was okay, but he was not. I mean, his brother and stuff, they were private detectives too, but they had sort of had a falling out, so he wasn't working with his brother, and he wasn't being a very good detective. So the girl, she was 15, she wanted to help him, help him along, but he didn't want her to. So she helped solve one case for him, but he didn't want her to, so he sort of forbid her to. But then a guy went missing who was a guy at her school. And so then she was like, oh, I'm really close to this, I want to help. But she couldn't tell her father because he would forbid it. So I'm not going to... This book, I mean, it was a battle book too. It sort of annoyed me because, I mean, like, it was okay and I was like, yay, book. But then, like, I don't know. I liked the idea, but there was something that happened at the end that really annoyed me that made me not like it anymore. Mm. Like, I liked it, but then the end sort of made me feel annoyed because I had been expecting something because of the title. But then it was like, oh, no, sorry, that doesn't happen.
The girl is murder.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean, the girl is murder? Do you remember?
Yes.
It says in the glossary, right? This book has a glossary because it's a historical fiction.
It has a glossary because I forgot about that. The people at the school use really weird slang. And so for like a couple days when I was doing it, when I was reading it, I would talk in their weird slang, but then I stopped because it was way too weird.
And nobody knew what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like when I read A Clockwork Orange and they had weird words, I could use that because they were like actually made up words and people wouldn't know what I was talking about, but at least it was like cool. But then these are like, and some people knew what I was talking about, like people who had read it. But with this book, like their words, they weren't made up. They were just like weird sayings. Like, what's the story, Morning Glory? And that means, like, what's going on? But, yeah.
Yeah. So, it says in the glossary that murder equals marvelous. So, the girl is murder is the girl is marvelous, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it would be like...
She's so wonderful.
So, like, if you had a really pretty cake, you would be like, that cake is murder. But that means that cake is marvelous. So, I don't know. It was, yeah. But it was all right. I don't know. I didn't like the ending. Yeah. And then I also brought some other books, but I just brought them because I was giving them to Emily. Because while I was in Florida, I met my mom's friend, who I've met her before, but she's an author, and her name is Margetta, and she wrote Fancy White Trash. And she, being an author, she has lots of author friends. Like, her best author friend is Alex Flynn. And so she brought me a ton of books, a ton of them, and, like, a lot of Alex Flynn books and other random books. And two of them, she gave me two copies of Beastly by Alex Flynn. So I'm giving one to Emily. And then she brought me Pure Red, which I already read, and I got it at the Hudson Valley Book Festival. It was very colorful.
Danielle Joseph, who's the author, is from Florida, but comes up every year for the festival.
Yeah, she so knows cool. them. That's why mm-hmm. she's like, oh, I have a friend that goes to
yeah.
the place. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing those.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, we have a special guest, Garrett, in the studio.
He's very special.
We think he's special.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about a single book or if you just want to tell us a little bit about what kind of books you read, what some of your favorites are.
The favorite books that I've been reading right now is the Game of Thrones series, A Song of Ice and Fire by George R. R. Martin. It's very intense. It's about a sort of dystopia England where it's medieval and all the seasons are messed up, so a winter can last 12 years, say. And it's about all these wealthy families who are lords and own castles and such trying to become the ruler of the realm. It's very interesting, the politics and the way people try to eliminate each other. It's good.
You have a nice radio voice.
Congratulations.
Surprise.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard great things about that series. It's not usually suggested for people the age of the people in this room, except for me.
Except for you.
But I know you've been reading it and enjoying it, so that's cool.
Because we know.
Unfortunately, I have to wait till 25th. Unfortunately, I have to wait till 2016, say, for the next book, so.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a popular TV show, and there's some nervousness about whether or not eventually the show is going to catch up to his writing, and then they're going to have to wait for another book.
Well, the time between his books writing are slowly increasing, so it could be, say, 7 years between the fifth and the sixth book writing.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. Terrifying.
Emily, there's dragons in it.
Dragons?
I like dragons.
I like mermaids.
Three dragons. Very cool dragons.
Dragons are cool.
I don't know if I trust people that don't like dragons.
Dragons are cool. I mean, who doesn't like dragons, right?
Who doesn't like dragons? I mean, yeah. They're great.
Uh-huh. I can't remember the last time I read a book with a dragon in it.
Really?
Really.
Me neither. Yeah.
There should be more of them.
But these are cool dragons. They're kind of like fire-breathing dogs with scales and wings.
I like dogs, too.
Because they kind of listen to their master-ish, sort of.
I like cats.
I like fire-breathing cats. Although I don't really. That sounds dangerous.
Fire-breathing cats.
I like mermaids, too. I don't think your book probably doesn't have any mermaids in it, does it?
No, sorry.
Can you ride them like horses?
Dragons?
Dragons.
Well, in this book,
It depends who's riding them.
Ah. I mean, some people try to ride the dragons and end up, well, on fire.
In ashes.
Yeah. I think it would be cool to ride a dragon. I would feel scared, though. Like, oh my gosh, it would be scary.
It's kind of like riding an airplane without a seatbelt and without all the cabin pressure technology.
It's basically the same.
Yeah. I think I'd want a saddle.
Yeah, that'd be good. A very big saddle. That would be expensive. Whenever I read books, like fantastical books, and people encounter, like, a dragon or a fairy or something, and they're just like, oh, a fairy, let's be friends. If I met a fairy or like a dragon, I'd freak out. I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's a tiny human, or like there's this giant thing. Like, I'd be really scared. I wouldn't just be like, oh, hi, dragon.
I feel like I might try to kick it away.
Yeah, like,
yeah, that's why books are so great, because then you can encounter dragons and not run away screaming.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fictional creatures are not as scary, usually.
Yep. Usually.
I'd probably die from the dragon because I'd think it wasn't real.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I'm dreaming! Yay, I'm a dragon!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lames.
Did you read any books, Emily?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did?
I read a very nice book. It is called The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane by Kate D. Camilla.
I like that book.
She wrote, I've read two of her books, Tale of Despero, or maybe I've read some of her picture books too, but I read Tale of Despero, which is awesome, and I read Tiger Rising, which was very good, but serious and somewhat sad enough that I can't say it was awesome because it made me sad.
Aww.
And The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane, I think I'd heard mixed reviews on it, I didn't read it for a long time, and then I finally did, and I thought it was awesome. I'm like, what are with these mixed reviews?
I liked that book. I read it a long time ago. I don't really remember it, but I liked it.
I know a lot of people who really liked that book.
Yeah, it's cute. It's a pretty short chapter book. It's got short chapters, and it's got beautiful pictures that are very nice by Bagram Ibatulin. It's a very unique name. And it's about a China rabbit. It's like a child's toy, but, you know, it's a fragile toy because it's made out of China. And the rabbit really loves its owner, Abilene. She really loves him. And one day they're going on a boat together, and he accidentally gets thrown overboard. And that starts his adventure of kind of transferring from one hand to the other to new owners, and finding out that he can, like, open his heart and love all these different people. And so even though his situation changes a lot, like in one case, the person, because he loses his clothes when he goes overboard, and the next people that get him think he's a girl rabbit. And so I forget what they name him at that point, but they dress him up and they make new clothes for him, and he's a girl rabbit. I mean, he's still Edward, but they call him, I forget. He gets all these different names, though. I know at one point he's named Jangles, one point Malone. One of his owners is a hobo, as I was mentioning. You said you had a hobo bag. You know, he ends up in a garbage heap at one point.
Cool.
It's just very sweet. And I like the little rabbit. And it's cool because I feel like sometimes when you have inanimate objects that have minds and emotions and, you know, sort of are alive, they like move at night in secret, or they move when nobody's watching, but he's stuck in his body. Yeah. So if somebody puts him somewhere, he's there.
Yeah.
Until he gets moved.
I like that.
And I kind of liked that about it.
Yeah.
Made it feel more realistic, even though, I mean, I think everybody at some point at least thinks that inanimate objects have feelings.
Of course.
So I think a lot of kids especially could relate to this, but even like adults like myself.
Like yourself. You're so civilized, Emily.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Really?
I'm so civilized.
And mature. And whatnot for, you know. I like the cover of that book, too.
Yeah, it's got a little rabbit in a red suit walking towards the house.
That's Edward,
although Edward can't walk.
So maybe somebody stood him up.
For a while, I thought he was a real rabbit in the
story. Or maybe it's representative of his heart and his spirit that can walk. Maybe?
Yeah. So deep. I like that idea. You're so deep. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a very, like, the cover is not all colorful and stuff. So I feel like if you were an adult and you were seen reading that and the person didn't know, like, what it was about, you could be like, oh, yes, it's a very adult book.
Yeah, from and here.
Except for the little rabbit.
Yeah, from here color. I can't tell it's a rabbit.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I couldn't tell.
Because he's little.
Until you pointed directly at me.
Yeah.
It just looks like a little person.
That is interesting, because I sort of assume this is his original home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's about him wanting to go home, be back with Abilene, his original owner.
How old was Abilene?
Oh, I forget. She's like a young girl when he's at the beginning of the story, when he leaves. And then it's like many, many years, the story.
Oh, yeah.
She was 10.
10?
Yep, at the start of the story.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. My.
Yep.
Is it set in a certain time period?
Yes, but I'm not sure the exact time period. But they're taking an old boat, like, on a voyage, which I don't think. It's not like a...
It's not like 2013, let's go on a boat voyage.
Yeah. But I don't know the exact year, and I'm not sure that it actually says. I would guess early 1900s, just based on the clues. But I could be totally wrong.
Well,
I will let you know if I ever discover otherwise.
Yay. I started another book.
What did you start?
It's called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Oh, you started that. Huh?
Yeah. I got it from the library. Somebody recommended it to me. And it's funny. It's very unique. It's about, it takes place. It's funny because it was written a while ago. So it takes place in the 1990s, but in the 1990s is all like futuristic because it was written a long time ago. So they were like, oh, the aliens will attack us. But so there's like this big dust.
Maybe they did.
Oh, you're deep, Emily. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I learned it all from watching Garrett. Yes.
And there was like this big dust storm. So it's actually told from like two points of view. One of them is from a guy who's special, who lives on Earth in an abandoned building. And this guy is funny. He's getting up to go to work, and he hears someone below him. He lives in an old abandoned apartment building, and he thinks, oh my gosh, who is it? You know, nobody else has ever moved in here in like 10 years. I've heard lots of people leave, but never anyone come. So he's like, oh, what do you do when you meet someone? And he's like, oh, should I go borrow some soap? But then he doesn't know what to do. So he decides, I should go bring them something. What should I bring them? So he decides to bring them a glass of water. But then he decides not to bring them a glass of water and instead brings them a cube of like molasses or something or something. Yeah, it's very strange. So, and then it's told from that guy's point of view, and it's also told from another guy's point of view, who's a bounty hunter on Mars. And his job is to find all the androids and like the runaway androids and bring them back to their masters. And he really wants a real animal because he had a real sheep, but then it died, and now he has an electric sheep, and everyone else in his building has a real animal. So he's so sad that he doesn't get to have a real animal. Mm. Because all the animals, like, they're pretty rare. Like, not that many people have animals, and there's no owls anywhere. So he's bounty hunting, but he's also sort of trying to get a real animal. Huh. Yeah. Like, he almost got an ostrich. But it was above his price range.
Mm. Ah. Yeah, they're pricey.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
So is anyone else reading anything interesting these days?
I didn't like Maximum Ride.
Shocking.
Actually, yeah, I started a different Maximum Ride book, like not the first one, like a random one that I found lying around. And I didn't like it that much either, but I haven't started the one that we have to read for... But, you know, Iggy Ingrid would be so mad at us.
Yeah, I hope she's not listening.
Yes.
Yeah. Good thing she's out of the country right now.
Good. Actually, it's funny. I know a lot of people who really loved Maximum Ride. But
I know. Yeah. Like, Ingrid, who's normally here, she's like, she's so obsessed. Mm-hmm. She's so obsessed.
She got over the Maze Runner?
She's obsessed with both.
She's still obsessed with them.
Yeah.
How about Percy Jackson?
That too.
I think she loves a lot of books. She's got a big heart.
Yeah.
I feel like Percy Jackson was a good idea, but it wasn't that well written. I don't know. That was my...
I don't know. I haven't read them recently. I think I first read them when I was like 8 or 9.
I haven't read any of the books that Ingrid is obsessed with, except for like part of Maximum Ride.
And Divergent.
Oh, that one too. But she's not as obsessed with Divergent as the other ones. Like, she really likes it, but not, like... I can't wait for the next Divergent book to come out and the movie, and I'm really excited.
I haven't read Insurgent yet.
Really? I got my mom to read it, and then she got some other guy her age or older to read it, and then they both read it, and I was like, oh my gosh. But then they didn't obsess about it enough, so I felt sad.
Aww. Yeah. My sister read... The Hunger Games.
You have a sister?
Yes, I have a sister.
Whoa.
She's 10 years older than me, so.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, just graduated.
I really liked the Hunger Games, the first book, and Catching Fire was, but it had a good arena for the Hunger Games.
I loved the arena in the second one, though.
And
was so cool.
I just got bored and stopped in the middle of Mockingjay.
Yeah.
So, are you reading anything good recently, Garrett?
Well, I just finished Game of Thrones, so I have to wait and read other books till like 2017. So, I just started Charlotte's Web.
I just got a Charlotte's Web bag yesterday.
Charlotte's Web makes me happy.
I want to read it again.
I have it on
my shelf.
Had you read it before?
No, I can't believe I haven't. I mean, I read it.
I read it when I was like 5.
I've never read it.
I used to watch the animated version like every week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a really sweet story.
Me too.
Yeah, I like Pig. A pig makes me happy. And then there's Charlotte, and everyone's all happy. And then, yeah.
And then it's sad.
Mm-hmm. So, as much fun as we're having, there's other people that want to have fun in the studio, too.
Ooh, are those the people that are outside? I see them.
I hope so.
Yay. Yes, yes. It's afternoon.
Yes.
So, yeah, have a nice day. Bye.
See you.